Hello and welcome back to my Enterprise podcast. Today in our session we were looking at preparing for the world of work, and we had a sort of chat and a listen and a Q&A with Sarah Macbeth, which is the operations manager for our college, Global Academy. We sort of mainly talked about the role of HR, human resources, and what to expect in the workplace. So when you sort of go for a job, the HR sort of department will give you an offer of employment, which can be, it can be a verbal one, it can be written. There's sometimes conditional things where you need to get a certain sort of qualification to get the job, but it's sort of an offer of all the different things that you need and the requirements and stuff like that to get you that job and get you placed in that workplace. And then there's stuff on the offer where it's sort of laws to protect you, so how many hours you work, what are the wages and breaks. So in terms of hours, there needs to be a set turn of, sort of set amount of hours between two working days where you have a break, and you should definitely at least have, I think you have to, sometimes in contracts where you can't work over 48 hours over a period of a week, but you can opt out of that. There also with wages, you need to sort out sort of make sure you have the right national insurance number and sort of all stuff like that. I'll get into that a bit more later. And then breaks, you are required to have a certain amount of breaks over a sort of day. You need to make sure that throughout the day you're getting little breaks or a lunch break to sort of, you have a right to that in a workplace. So the contract of employment, mainly sort of similar with the offer, is what wages you are going to be paid, how many breaks, what benefits you get, when, like, it depends where you're sort of working, what benefits you get. So that could be sort of like health insurance, etc., etc. And then we sort of went into a bit more about payslips and what can you expect to see on a payslip. So first of all, you'll get your gross pay, which is the money that is being given to you. That's the start money. So say you are getting £24,000 a year, that should be around £2,000 a month, so it should be 1/12 of the overall pay that you get. So that will be that gross pay. Then it goes through national insurance, and you pay your national insurance. You want to make sure that you do give your right national insurance number, because if it's wrong, you could be paying in someone else's or something like that, and then that could mess up later on. Next is tax. Normally tax will be about 20% of the gross pay goes towards tax. So yeah, that, make sure you want to be doing that. Then there's pensions, that there's a new sort of thing that got introduced where the company has to put money into the pot for your pension as well as your money. And then at the end of all of that, with all the sort of national insurances, normally around 12%, she said, and with all of those sort of taken off, it comes to your net pay, which can be a bit sad to see from the gross pay to the net pay. But at the end of the day, the net pay is what you're getting. That's what you're going to always get legally. So, yeah. And then within HR, they sort of look after professional conduct, which is sort of behaviour of employees and how they act in the workplace. So sort of at the start of maybe working for a company, they might put you on a probationary period, which is where you sort of work for the company and you sort of see if it's right. And that at any point they can terminate your contract, or they can extend the probationary, or just take you on for the full job. So this could be quite an important period for yourself to see if the pay's right, the break's right, the people with you're working right, and also it's a good opportunity for the company to see if you're the right person for the role. Then we went on to grievances, which is sort of things that you might have an issue with. Maybe another staff member has said something to you, or sort of things that are happening in the workplace that you might not be happy about, that could be discriminating or yeah, anything that you sort of have a problem with. And there's just disciplinary procedures, which is sort of stuff like, say you've done something wrong, or you've done something that's not right. And most sort of workplaces will have a thing like a code of conduct, which is sort of a overall sort of description of what's allowed in the workplace, what isn't. For example, an example that she gave us was sort of in an email, you don't want to be sending smiley faces to your boss in the first week at certain places. You want to make sure you have that professionalism about you. It's really important.